Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, Injury Law Firm, by Doing Right. Chris took the high road today. He didn't want to rub it in and brag about his Cleveland Browns, so he is off. Doran Dickerson is here. And he has moved over to the Chris Mueller chair, which I wonder the next time you're here on a Friday, I think you need to call that chair. I think that is now your spot with him. And when he comes back next week, he moves over to the third spot. He lost it.
I think that is a great idea. And second, I'm probably going to bring one of my old helmets in and just keep it on the desk right here just in case I need it.
But his head is so big, you'd clock Mueller with it and the helmet would break, right? The helmet would be the one that was on the odd end of things. Mueller's head probably weighs like 15 pounds, and I think an NFL helmet weighs like 6.
Yeah, it's like a for real kettlebell, like a big kettlebell.
Todd Haley, okay, guy that has experience with both the Steelers and Browns, was on NFL Network Radio today. Here is his reaction. These are his thoughts on what happened last night.
Inexcusable and embarrassing. Just total lack of self-control. You know, the Browns won the game, but it's kind of been what's been biting them in the backside throughout this year and throughout the last few years, is just lack of self-control and discipline. This, to me, this comes back to coaching. This falls squarely right on the head coach, because the head coach talks to every assistant coach, who then talk to their groups of players. And there's an old saying in coaching, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. And when you allow stuff like this to go on, and I'm not saying this particular taking somebody's helmet off and hitting them with it is going on, but I've been on those fields in Cleveland, and part of the frustration is you see things happening and going on that you shouldn't be allowed to be going on, because you're practicing bad habits. You're practicing lack of discipline. You're practicing lack of self-control. And that's what practice is for, to continually press the players of how they need to play and practice and showing up on time. All those little things that add up to discipline are what need to be going on full time. Because if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it to happen. And when I watch the Cleveland Browns, I see a lot of stuff being allowed to happen, whether it's clown shoes, visors, whatever it may be. It's a lot. Miles Garrett hitting the quarterback low, hitting the quarterback in the head. It's happening too much. It's not just a fluke.
Well said by Coach Todd. With absolutely no axe to grind there, I didn't think. Telling it like it is, Doran. He's blaming the coach. He's blaming Freddie Kitchens, a man that replaced him as Browns offensive coordinator midway through last season. He thinks it falls back on the head coach. You played in the NFL. Do you agree?
I agree. And I do. I think that he couldn't have waited to get a shot in at the Browns. I think that's one.
Two, but was it a fair shot?
It was a fair shot, but he couldn't wait to do that. He couldn't wait to be interviewed. You could just tell. I mean, and then two, it sounds like he was at like Tequila Cowboy or something. I don't know where he was at during the interview. And three, the reason why I agree with him is because if you go back to Hard Knocks 2 years ago, he does say that in one of the scenes whenever they're in the war room, like, we need to practice. You can't be sitting guys out, Hugh. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't sit guys out. These guys need to be on the field to get the game, you know, to get the exposure of doing things like they would do in a game. And obviously Freddie Kitchens was in there too. So I think that's the culture there. So he is right. He knows the culture there. He knows that what they do every day. He knows how important things are.
Do you think Miles Garrett is just another example of Freddie Kitchens being in over his head and the Browns being a dumpster fire organization? Is that a reflection back on them?
No.
No?
No. Miles Garrett, what he did, you're saying what Miles Garrett did is a reflection on the organization?
Yes, the same way Vontaze Burfict was a reflection on the Cincinnati Bengals being a mess.
No, because consistently Miles Garrett has not acted that egregious. Vontaze Burfict was going out there.
What
to
do
hurt
you
got to
know?
All,
you
honestly
know something about You played in the NFL. You know the league. You know players around the league. You've got to know something on Myles Garrett. You must have buddies that are telling you, ex-players, that he's not a bad guy, because you've defended Myles Garrett the person today a few times.
I have seen Myles Garrett.
You're sticking up for his character.
I am. I've seen Myles Garrett. I've seen the way he is. I've seen his actions.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen Ndamukong Suh and the way he acts.
And?
There's two different people there.
Gotcha.
There's two different people there.
You don't put Myles Garrett in the Vontaze Burfict and Ndamukong Suh category.
No.
How about James Harrison? Is Myles Garrett closer to Burfict and those guys? Is he cut from a James Harrison cloth, or is he not even on the same level as Harrison?
Mm.
You're having a hard time with it.
I am having a hard time. I don't think he's on the level of Harrison either.
Okay.
But that's tough. I wouldn't put him in the level of Harrison, definitely not of Burfict. I'd put him in the level of, I'm trying to think of a guy that was just unbelievable. Like a guy like, what's his name? I can't even remember. But I don't put him in that level of being an egregious, dirty football player.
Not a dirty football player.
No, he's not a dirty football player.
Just one moment where he blacked out and did something really bad and really dumb.
And that happens to a lot of guys, just not to that
degree.
Extreme. Yes.
Okay. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.